Sharman Hussein is a student at SUNY in Albany. She says she's frustrated at deteriorating economic conditions in this country and excited about the possibilities of change through the Occupy movement.
I feel like the fact that there's a practice of democracy within the small groups of people, which turns large every now and then, and I feel like it exemplifies the beliefs that we as people stand up for.
Hussein dismisses criticism that the Occupy movement isn't making their demands clear.
My take on the fact that people are very much so, not critiquing, but coming at the Occupy movement as like, well, what are your demands? It, to me, it's like, well, where aren't our demands? What we're demanding economic equality. We're demanding that corporations get taken out of the discourse when we're talking about the politics and the budget of our nation. We're demanding that war not be a priority on our agenda when you have kids starving and homeless people increasing exponentially. We're demanding that schools don't get taken off the priority list. I feel like for people to say that we don't have demands is not looking deep into the messages we're saying and the topics we're bringing up, because people refuse to acknowledge the fact that this movement, this government, is not something that's cutthroat. You could edit one thing and everything gets fixed. This government has been constructed in a way that it dominates our lives.
Eric Egnor is another protester camped out across the street from the Capitol. He says he's fed up with 1% of the population benefiting from the hard work of the 99%.
The 1% of the population, they just need to realize that without us, they wouldn't be there. We, we pay the taxes, we do the work, and they just benefit and reap the benefits of it, and they just keep wanting more. It's like, how much more do you need? You're making, these people are making six-figure salaries a year, and they want more, and they want to tax us? It's ridiculous. I mean, I understand if you work hard for your money, you deserve to have a better thing. I don't have a problem with that. But when you file for bankruptcy and then pay your employees bonuses, that's something's wrong there. I mean, if I default on my student loan, nobody can bail me out.
The Occupy Albany encampment is enjoying a unique status as far as the occupations around the country go. The police there have ignored pressure from New York State Governor Cuomo to oust the group, and District Attorney David Suarez has said his office will not prosecute arrests made unless there was damage to property or other unlawful activity, and that as a whole, people should be allowed to protest and exercise their First Amendment rights in Albany. Victoria Ramos is an organizer with Occupy Albany.
Basically, my understanding is that the police are in support of us. I mean, we get police officers driving by honking at us and throwing peace signs out the window at us. So clearly the police driving by are in support. I've actually given a couple of state troopers tour of our occupation, and they're very supportive. I ask them if there's anything that we can do to even better the occupation, to mitigate the possibilities for violations, and they're extremely helpful.
Although there seems to be no danger from police shutting down the occupation, the cold weather, last night's snow, and approaching winter is another story.
I don't see people disappearing, but I don't see them coming out as big numbers as they did probably at the beginning. Albany's climate is very cold, harsh winters, lots of air and wind and stuff, so I actually expect people to organize demonstrations more instead of occupying.
On Saturday, Occupy Albany is planning a major march at 2 p.m. at the state capitol. For more information, check out occupyalbany.org. For WGXC News, this is Kelly Benjamin.